This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. The DLP criticizes government's decision to sell the majority of its steel-framed houses. 2024, promising year for the vending community with upgraded facilities among plans for the sector. The Agricultural Society wants more done to prevent the illegal importation of plants and animals. And Antigua reports an 8% increase in crime in 2023. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. The Democratic Labour Party has criticized the government's decision to sell the majority of its steel-framed houses, which were imported from China. It was revealed in the Sunday Sun that the materials were initially purchased to construct homes for victims of Hurricane Elsa. However, government will now erect 89 of the 150 houses and sell them. Speaking at a St. Andrew branch meeting at the Aline School last night, DLP's president, Dr. Ronnie Yearwood, voiced objection to the government's decision.
$29 million used, they claim, to build houses for Hurricane Elsa victims. I want to know if the victims get houses still. Now, the houses are being sold to Barbadians. So you got a government that promised us 10,000 houses in 5 years and cannot build 150 prefab houses. In 5-6 years, they were able to build 61 prefab houses. And you want to talk about competence? And there's no way, even if they sell the remaining of those 150 units, they can recoup that $29 million. Because if you claim in their low-income houses, you cannot sell them at those kind of prices, and nobody is going to buy no prefab house for $700,000.
He is discouraging Barbadians from buying the houses.
Do not buy a single one of them prefab houses. Left them where they are. I wonder what kind of discussions would they have had over the sale of these houses. Because you cannot got about 30 people in a cabinet and nobody recognize that this is a problem, that this is just wrong. Houses that you use taxpayers' money to buy for hurricane victims who probably still homeless right now, you are trying to offload them and sell them to Barbadians.
President of the Democratic Labour Party, Dr. Ronnie Yearwood. The Barbados Association of Retailers, Vendors and Entrepreneurs, BARVEN, is expecting 2024 to be a transformational year for the sector. This is according to BARVEN's president, Alistair Alexander, who is optimistic about the association's plans for this year. He says upgraded vending facilities is just one of several projects they hope to have executed.
BARVEN excitedly looks forward to all stakeholders, especially your governmental partners, making a step up to deliver what we have collectively promised Barbados. We have collectively promised a vending committee as provided for in the National Vending Bill, which we look forward to being soon proclaimed. We have collectively promised upgraded vending infrastructure. It has happened at Fairchild Street Market Village, and it is going to happen this year for our market at the mighty Griner Highway.
He adds that another vending site for coconut vendors, this time in the Warrens area, is to be constructed very soon.
We have collectively promised vending sites off the highway, primarily for coconut vendors. One has already been phased in at Newton with a great business development plan for coconut vendors there. We expect to soon see one done for coconut vendors at Warrens. BARVEN really do expect 2024 will be a very transformational year for our sector.
President of the Barbados Association of Retailers, Vendors and Entrepreneurs, Alistair Alexander. The Barbados Association of Medical Practitioners wants Barbadians to take measures to ensure that vulnerable people are protected from a number of illnesses in circulation. This comes in light of a reported COVID-19 outbreak at the St. Philip District Hospital, where 12 cases of the viral illness have been recorded. BAMP's president, Dr. Linda Williams, says that healthcare institutions are under strain, and she believes that at-risk groups, including the elderly and children, should be safeguarded.
COVID-19, RSV, and influenza are here, and they can cause severe illness in people who are elderly, who are vulnerable, and in young children. We want to protect them because our healthcare systems are under strain. So we don't want to see spread, particularly in health institutions or in other institutions where there may be elderly and vulnerable people. Therefore, if you're going to visit someone in a nursing home, in a hospital, or in any kind of institution, you should at least wear a mask and practice hand sanitization.
President of the Barbados Association of Medical Practitioners, Dr. Linda Williams. The Barbados Agricultural Society wants better measures implemented to prevent the illegal importation of plants and animals. Speaking to Starcom Network News, Chief Executive Officer of the BAS, James Paul, revealed that this is one of the organization's main concerns. Mr. Paul noted that this practice can bring unwanted pests and diseases into the island.
I'm appealing to government to ensure that those entities in government, okay, that are responsible for monitoring what comes into this country, that they have the appropriate personnel in place and they're adequately staffed to prevent it, because we cannot afford the introduction of pests and diseases as a result of illegal importation of agricultural commodities into this country. And there are people trying to do it every day, and unwittingly so, because sometimes people go to other countries, they see plants and animal species that bring harm, that bring threat, and they come and they bring them inside here because they feel it is nice to do it.
He's also calling for the Ministry of Agriculture to be given a larger budget to assist farmers going forward.
More support needs to be given to our farmers. I think that the Ministry of Agriculture needs to be given an even larger budget, do the things that they need to do, because, you know, I compliment them for the fact that they're doing what they're doing with the limited resources that they have.
CEO of the Barbados Agricultural Society, James Paul. Barbadians have been urged to take advantage of free options offered mainly by government to help them address their mental health issues. This advice comes from clinical counseling psychologist Shade Watson, who is speaking on VOB's Brass Tack Sunday program. A number of people were affected by mental health challenges throughout last year, with a number of suicides and suspected suicides being recorded. While acknowledging that some mental health resources may be expensive, she encouraged people to utilize those more affordable options despite the stigma that may be attached.
Since the pandemic, there have been an increase in people trying to work on their mental health issues that they have going on. We all know about psyche, and I would like the stigma from off of psyche to kind of like disappear, because at the end of the day, if it is that you do have an issue regarding how your mind works to operate and manage the day-to-day lifestyle out here, and it means that you have to go in for a bit, please go in. I recommend even to QEH, psych ward, please go in. It takes a break off of being out here for a week and you get yourself an artist.
Clinical counseling psychologist Shade Watson. Antigua's Commissioner of Police, Atlee Rodney, has said that there was an 8% increase in reported crimes in 2023. Speaking at a post-cabinet press conference late last week, Rodney said 3,425 crimes were reported in 2023, up from 3,166 in 2022. Commissioner Rodney said firearm seizures increased by 95% in 2023, with a record haul of 70 compared to 36 in 2022. 66 of the weapons seized last year were said to be lethal. And finally, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu stated that nobody will stop them from destroying Hamas as its war in Gaza reached the 100-day mark. He suggested Israel would not comply with the UN's top court, where it is accused of genocide. Netanyahu also said the border between Egypt and Gaza must be closed before the war is finished, a move that would give Israel complete control of the enclave's access to the world. Egypt responded by saying it controls its own borders. Israel is meanwhile pressing on with its ground offensive in Gaza, saying it uncovered missile launch sites in the north. A key UN agency said it's extremely difficult to deliver aid while the military operation is ongoing and has issued increasingly dire warnings that Gaza is approaching famine. Recapping the headlines, the DLP criticizes government's decision to sell the majority of its steel-framed houses. 2024, a promising year for the vending community with upgraded facilities among plans for the sector. The Agricultural Society wants more done to prevent the illegal importation of plants and animals. And Antigua reports an 8% increase in crime in 2023. And that was your 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss The Latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. The next newscast is at 8:30. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.